Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Coming up, Perth's Convention Centre set to get a facelift and a Freo fan favourite to return. But first, a man is in Royal Perth Hospital this morning after a bashing at a bus station. Police say a 39-year-old was punched in the face and fell to the ground, hitting his head on the pavement. It happened at the Mirrabooka bus station about 9:30pm. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Aussie homeowners are preparing for yet another interest rate rise, less than 2 weeks out from the RBA's meeting. The governor expects a rise between 25 and 50 basis points to be discussed at next month's meeting. Rate City's Sally Tindall says if that's the case, there's some tight times for homeowners.
For the average mortgage holder, they need to strap in for significantly higher rates. The governor has indicated that the neutral cash rate could be around 2.5%. That's still significantly higher than where we are today at just 0.85%.
Perth to Johannesburg flights are on the way back, with Qantas set to include at least three trips a week to the schedule from November. Meantime, the mask mandate will no longer be enforced for crew or passengers on non-stop international flights. It includes the new Perth to Rome direct flight, which starts on Saturday. Australian Federation of Travel Agents Dean Long wants the mandate gone on all airlines.
One of the things we need to come to terms with air travel at the moment is that we've followed the health advice, but the health advice is changing across the board through varying countries. So we do need to see now some consistency. If it's safe in one direction, it should be safe in the other.
An extensive land and air search will resume this morning for a man who's missing near Newman. Michael Gill's car has been located in the area. The 70-year-old vanished while travelling from Perth to South Hedland. The much-maligned Perth Convention Centre could be in for a major facelift. Property giant Brookfield has taken a 50% stake and is keen to renovate parts of the building. Critics say the lack of windows facing the Swan River has made the building ugly. Victoria is the first state in the country to criminalise the public display of the Nazi symbol. The laws on displaying hate symbols passed through Parliament last night. It was brought forward by 6 months. The state opposition in Victoria, David Davis, says this has bipartisan support.
Pay tribute to my colleague David Southwick and the work he in particular personally has done to bring this law about. There is every reason why we have to reflect and make sure that the community does not misuse these symbols.
In sport, Freo fan favourite Michael Frederick comes straight back into the side this Saturday for the clash with Carlton at Marvel Stadium. The forward served a 1 week suspension for breaking team drinking rules. Coach Justin Longmuir telling Seven he's ready to go.
Yeah, he'll come back into the side. He's handled this situation really maturely. He's trained really well over the last couple of weeks and yeah, he's ready to come back in.
Well, at the Eagles, Nick Natanui could play waffle as early as this weekend. West Coast host Essendon on Friday night. It's not been a good week at Collingwood, but there is some positive news happening today. Texan Mason Cox becomes an Australian citizen with the ceremony at the MCG. Mason says one of the things he loves most about Australia is the welcoming culture.
I think the people are quite unique, look after each other, very respectful in a sense of just bringing in people that might be from other places or have a different background. A person like myself, you know, I've been very fortunate to have some amazing people reach out to me.
Round 15 kicks off tomorrow night. It's Brisbane and Melbourne at the G.
Listener.